Hey, everybody. Welcome to a special extra episode of Just for Variety. I'm your host, Mark Malkin. On today's episode, I'm talking with Tahar Rahim, star of Netflix, The Serpent, the French actor who earned a BAFTA nomination earlier this year for his work opposite Jodie Foster in The Mauritanian, opens up about playing the French serial killer Charles Sobhraje in the 8-episode series. Plus, he teases his next very different project, a musical. I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to Just for Variety. Tahar Rahim captured the Hollywood spotlight last year for his work as a suspected terrorist opposite Jodie Foster in the real-life legal drama The Mauritanian. He picked up a Golden Globe and BAFTA nomination for his work. Most recently, he starred in The Serpent, a Netflix limited series about French serial killer Charles Sobhraje. Rahim and I chatted from his home in Paris. How are you?
Look, I'm fine. I'm a bit tired. I was shooting today.
So that's right, you're in Paris, yes?
Yeah.
What time is it there now? It's what, 10?
8:20.
8:20, okay, it's not that.
That's okay.
What time did you have to start shooting, though?
Yeah, no, I'm finished.
But what time did you have to start today?
Oh, I started at, I've been picked up around 8 okay. a.m.
That's a long day.
Yeah.
Well, what's it like filming in Paris? What are the protocols like for you?
Oh, you know, we're lucky enough to be a small team, so I don't really feel the protocol. But yeah, it's always strange to talk to a director with a mask.
It's, you know, slowly but surely, I think we're getting
slowly
there.
Surely, yeah.
LA is slowly opening up. I think June 15th, they keep saying it's going to be completely opened up.
Oh, wow.
Which I keep saying, like, okay, what's going to make June 14th? June 15th, all of a sudden it's
What will be the difference?
Right. That's, you know, so congratulations on everything this year.
Thank you.
Wow. You've had quite a year.
Yeah. It's cool.
I'm not going to say, oh, look, he's an overnight success, because we know it's not an overnight thing.
Thanks.
What is this past year felt like for you? I mean, it's crazy. It's a pandemic. Mm. You've had all these great successes, been obviously getting nominated and just.
It's kind of special because, of course, when it's not happening to you and you think about it, you see yourself traveling and meeting people, shaking hands and all, you know, candy time. And it was not the case, but I better see the bright side of it, which is everything I've lived this year, which is amazing. I had the opportunity to share it with my family and my friends because they were here right behind the screen. And I got to be very at my ease.
Right.
Because I was doing all those shows and ceremonies with my slippers on. So that's funny.
So where shall we start? Let's talk about this Serpent Man. I mean, I'm looking at your smile right now. You're obviously a very nice fellow. How do you put yourself in a place to be I mean, this guy is just beyond twisted. Like nothing we could, I don't think we could imagine, because it is just so to the extreme.
Distant. Yeah. It's so distant from my true nature and from your nature.
Yeah.
You know, for balanced people like us, it's very hard to understand to get into his mindset, which was very hard for me. It took me 2 weeks to be able to, to portray him. At my ease, like I was like, okay, I'm at the right place. It was very hard because I was trying to find connections with him. And as I said, he's so distant from my true nature that it was impossible. I mean, he's got no empathy and he's just, evil. And usually I built my characters from the inside, and this time it was not possible. So I tried the other way around, which is not the right thing to do. Usually, they go like, what are you doing? You're faking it. No, this time we built his look, his physicality, the way he would walk, talk, and all. And I thought of an animal as a reference. And guess what? A serpent. But there's so many serpents. I mean, the snakes. So I picked the cobra. Cobra is, seemed to me to be the right animal that could fit the physicality of Charles. I mean, that's a cobra is very still, cold. Mm-hmm. And, the way a cobra hunts, if you check online, reminded me the way he would hunt. And, and there was something that dealt with charm. Cobra, the flute and the dance and all, there's something hypnotizing about the cobra. And so I picked the cobra, but it was still hard. And it took me 2 weeks. After 2 weeks of shooting, the real Nadine Giresse, the girl who's playing my neighbor, the French girl, the real woman came on set, and she was so straightforward. She was like, that's not the right car. He would never have wore yellow. It's not the right dog. So I was scared. I avoided her. So I thought she would kill me. I was like, and later on I knew that she talked to my fellow actors and said that she felt exactly what she felt when she used to see Charles, and she was scared. So I went, I came over and I asked her some questions just to check if we were in the right place.
Right.
And we seemed to have hit the spot. So I ran to my director and I said, we're on the right track. So let's, I felt more self-confident, but it was not enough because, as I said, I needed to find something inside of me that could connect with him. And in episode 3, he's saying there's a line and he says, if I had to wait for the world to come, I'd be waiting still. Everything I ever wanted, I had to take it. And this is what happened to me as an actor. I come from the east of France, a very small town. None of my siblings or family members had something to do with the business, so I had to take my bag, my money in my pocket, take the train and go get it. So right. Yeah,
so at that 2 week mark, like, what did it scare you that you got him? Because this, I mean, again, I know it's acting, I know it's not you, but and I'm not an artist, so I don't know how to use the language correctly, but like, you become them for at least the moment that you're filming. And it's just, how did you know, what clicked that said, I'm him? Is it because of what she said that you scared her? Or there was something inside of you that felt like, okay, I got it now?
It's an addition of a couple of things. But the real moment when I felt like, okay, I'm him.
Mm.
It's it's a bit strange, right? So there's a friend of mine who's playing in the show. I mean, an actor, and we befriended. We started to talk and have a couple of drinks, and I liked it. And he met someone, which is normally, I mean, this is his life. He can do whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. But inside of me, I felt like he was escaping me in a way. And I felt bad that day. Mm. I felt bad for real. And I was like, what's happening with you, Tahar? I mean, everybody's free to do what they want to do. And when I felt this inside of myself, I understood that it was Charles who was feeling this, not me. So he was inside of me.
So this is
crazy.
So this isn't even like you felt it while you were actually shooting. This is sort of.
It was during the evening when I was back in my hotel. I was like, yeah. So he's not coming. Oh, he's with that girl. Okay, so that's the way you want to play it. Alone in my head, I was like, oh man, you're going nuts. Be careful. But it felt good at the same time because I was like, okay, I got it. But, you know.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're smiling, you're laughing. That had to scare you. You're in your hotel. Like, you didn't leave him at work.
Mm-mm. I thought I left him there, right. But it was not the case. Wow. And of course, I've been lucky enough to work out a lot. I needed a workout to let it out. You know, all this dark energy has to get out of my body, out of my cells. I knew I would go back to my, to skin the next day, but I needed to relax. And the only way I found was to work out.
How do you, when you're first watching this series, you know, my husband and I were watching, we're like, wow, that's a beautiful place. I wish I lived during that time. it's intoxicating. Mm. But then you have this obviously very dark side to it. How do you make sure not to, it's like we were watching the other day, we were watching the Halston miniseries that's on Netflix that's coming, mm-hmm. about Halston, the designer, who is a big drug addict.
Oh, yeah.
And he went to Studio 54, and the two of us were like, oh my God, we would have loved to live during that time. And I'm like, actually, no.
It depends who you meet.
Right. It depends who you meet. But how do you sort of, as an actor, and just, make sure that people aren't almost falling in love with Charles in a way, or maybe you want them to, and that's the twisted part of it.
No, we didn't want that. You know, what we wanted, we didn't want to glorify Charles or his crimes, but we needed to find something so we could drag the audience to the show. Mm-hmm. And plus the show is more about celebrating the acts of the Dutch ambassador Herman Nippenberg and his fight to bring him to justice. But I talked with the director, and I was like, okay, he has to be charming and so people cannot see, otherwise they wouldn't fall into his net. And he was like, yeah, but be careful, what we want is him to be scary and attractive and mysterious. Stick on this. We don't want him to be, Alain Delon. I was like, okay, let's be careful. Right. But that was not the point. And if it happens, I don't know why. Maybe it's the 70s, music and cars and shades and all. I mean, but it's true. That's what happened. He would wear clothes like this, and sometimes it was even more fashion.
Right.
And what you see in the show.
I'm going to take a short break, but I'll be right back.
The Vietnam War, it's over. You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Welcome back to Just for Variety. I'm talking with Serpent star Tahar Rahim.
So I know you've said in interviews that at one point you thought about trying to meet the real Charles, and then you just decided against it.
Yeah.
Was the decision to go see him like just an automatic, you're an actor, you're going to portray this guy. But then what convinced you saying, well, you know what, maybe I don't want to do that?
You know, it's part of my job. When I have to portray someone who's a real life person, I'd like to meet him. I mean, it's such a source of truth, an endless source of truth. Mm. I mean, when you have a script, it's I don't know how many pages, but it's limited.
Right.
When you meet someone, it's a lifetime experience. So you got all the answers you'd like to have. But in this case, yes, I thought about it. I was like, I want to meet him. For one reason, I wanted to see how he would try to con me. You know, I was like, when I read the book and all, I was like, he wouldn't got me if I would meet him, you know. So I was like, what's the mystery about him? And yeah, of course, ethically, it was not right out of respect to the victims and the families. Mm. And and plus, you know what? Charles Sobhraj, if you want to meet him, you got to pay. You see? So above all, I'm going to give him some money?
No.
No way.
Wow. You have to pay. Wow. That is just ego beyond. And there are people who do it.
Of course. Yeah.
So did you end up meeting a lot of people who were either in his orbit or, you know, officials who were involved with the investigation trying to bring him to justice? How much did you actually go down sort of that rabbit hole of trying to at least meet people who knew him, who had that contact?
I deeply thought about meeting all of them, all the victims, like Dominique, Nadine, Nippenberg. When I'm saying meeting them, I'm talking about a real conversation to make my homework. Mm-hmm. And I felt that it was not the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. To build my character. Because I truly think that each of them has a specific vision of Charles.
Right.
You know, the main traits of character are the same, but what they felt with him is different. And I was like, I'm gonna be misled in a way. I cannot have three different feelings about it. So I was like, okay, you know, you got to build him. So I met Nadine by chance when she came on set, but I didn't want to meet them. I wanted to keep that mystery. And I knew that if he is still a mystery for me, he will be a mystery for the others in a way. I mean, it's a bit strange, you know, but it's my inner cuisine.
Yeah. Who have you heard from that time period who said, you know what, you did it, you captured him? No pun intended.
Nippenberg, the real one, Nadine, and I think they were close enough to him to be right, you know. And I did read what they said about him. I did my research and all. But I meeting them, I felt like, you know, you're as an actor, you reach a point where the way I work, I do my homework, I put it in my backpack. Then when I start shooting, I know it's somewhere inside of me and my brain and my body, I know. So the best way to portray and to feel free is to forget about it. Mm-hmm. So I can trust my guts.
Right. It's, man, how you go home to your wife. You had one kid at that point. I know you have another baby. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you talk about work when you go home, or is it something, again, especially a part like this, it's like, do you really want to talk to your wife about this horrendous human being?
I mean, usually we talk about characters before I start to shoot, when mm-hmm. I'm still trying to understand him, get, you know, his psychology and all. But when I'm in, and I feel like going back home and talking about it, I could, you know, I don't want to bother them. At some point, you're like, okay, can you talk about something different? It's your life. It's my life too. So, you know, but luckily I had to shoot the Mauritanian right afterwards. So it was great to get rid of, it was a treat to get rid of Charles.
Like, I know.
I gotta get rid of him.
I mean, you couldn't go do like an Adam Sandler comedy afterwards?
I'd love to.
Tell me about, so now you're shooting, from what I understand, is it a musical? Am I right on that?
You're right. Yeah.
So tell me about this project. Tell me about this musical. Tell me about your dancing and singing background.
singing, I think I'm not ready yet. You know, I sing like a cow. You don't want to hear me sing it.
how are you starring in a musical then?
I'm working a lot to be ready, but you know, each time I'm scared and I feel like I could fail, it excites me. So I'm like, okay, I want to do it. But yeah, I hope I'll be fine. Dancing is okay. But it's not that hard because it is more, it's a musical and not like the old fashioned Hollywood way.
Okay.
More of the French way. You know? So it's more, you know, more quiet. That's okay, I can handle it.
who thought of you to, for someone who says he sings like a cow, who said, hey, you should star in this musical?
Someone who is deaf, I guess. A French director who's got his a unique vision of a musical, because the character is a bit depressed, sad, and mm-hmm. then he will come to light very happy, and at the end of the movie he will be in a sort of acceptation of life, you know, surrender to what life gives. And it's a story of the man who's an actor playing Don Juan, and he's supposed to get married at the beginning of the movie, and his wife doesn't show up. Mm. So he get depressed, and each time he sees a woman, he sees his wife, like, really. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't know if it's his wife or not. And the actress will play all the different women in the show, movie.
Yes, this is very French.
Yeah, you see? A little bit like Jacques Demy.
Yeah. So are you shooting on the streets of Paris? Where are you shooting?
In the streets of Paris, in some hotels, theaters, and we'll move to Normandy, to the coast by the sea, right. Which will be good.
That's great. And now one last fun question for you, and I'll let you go. Tell me about the worst audition you ever went on.
Oh God, it was horrible. You know, I think that acting in a comedy is way much harder than acting in a drama. Mm-hmm. So I auditioned. It was when I was a kid actor. I was not even hired to play a prophet, to be in a prophet. So mm-hmm. and the casting director was like, okay, can you make an improvisation about, you know, to be funny? And I thought about a French movie, an old French movie, and I was trying just to imitate what I've seen from the actor. Mm-hmm. And it was so embarrassing. He was like waiting in front of me, not even smiling, not even a little laugh. Oh God, I wanted to disappear, vanish. I was like, okay, comedy, not for me for the moment. Oh, you might be the only journalist. Say it. It was awful, awful. And you know, when you get that embarrassed, you don't know how to get out of this. So right. You keep digging your own, you know, Oh, see, you know, you hit the bottom and you continue. Right. Keep going.
You're continuing because you're like, okay, I got to make this person laugh. Are they going to laugh? This is awkward. How old were you at the time?
I was 26. Something like that.
Wow. And do you know what movie it was? And was it a success in the end?
It never happened. You know, it never happened. I don't know if they found the money. So I hope this little video will never show. No one will see it, I hope. Yeah, the movie never happened.
It didn't happen because they didn't hire you.
Yeah, maybe because of me.
Zahar, this was great. Thank you so much. Thanks for, you know, checking with
thank you.
After work. I know, you know, it's not even noon here in LA, so.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Mark.
That was Tahar Rahim. The Serpent is available on Netflix. Now, let's go inside the pages of the magazine with an exclusive in my Just for Variety column. Viceworks News is celebrating Pride Month by announcing Transitional, a new series on trans rights. The 6-episode series features trans correspondents reporting stories from around the world. Check it out on the Vice News YouTube page on June 24th. That's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Until next time, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Mark Malkin. And of course, check out that weekly column, Just for Variety, in the magazine and online at variety.com. See you soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.